Welcome to the podcast, Low Code Talks with Creatio. I'm your host, Andy Zambito, Chief Sales Officer Americas at Creatio. And today we have two special guests, Andrew Fenton, Chief Sales Officer for EMEA and APAC at Creatio, and Florin Boldescu, Chief Information Officer at BRD. Andrew and Florin will talk about driving innovation that helps build an exciting future for financial services organizations with no code. And we'll also share information about real business transformations, which are possible with implementing a no-code platform. So Andrew, the floor is yours.
This is all about driving innovation and building an exciting future for financial services organizations with no code. We've invited our customers. They can share real life business transformations, implementing no code platform, leveraging their talent with Creatio. So I'm delighted. Florin, it's brilliant to see you again. Perhaps you could just introduce yourself and tell us a little bit more about BRD, and then we can get into some questions. How about that?
Thank you. Thank you, Andrew. It's great to be here. I'm part of BRD for 3 years as the Chief Digital Officer. As part of my role, I facilitate a wide digital agenda in BRD. BRD is part of Groupe Société Générale, which is a French international financial group with presence on multiple continents and countries. And in Romania, BRD is a top 2-3 bank, depending on what KPIs you are measuring this.
Fantastic. So a universal bank offering complete financial services for individuals and also for corporates, right? So just to set the scene, BRD's first phase for SME banking is on the Creatio platform, right? Consolidating all of the customer information. So when we've got this customer 360, that allows us to do the cross-selling and the upselling and managing leads and opportunities, etc. But Florin, if we step back, you've done lots of transformation in both banking and in telcos. So if we step back and talk about what are the most striking differences between these industries with the digital transformation project?
Technology is failing us sometimes, and other times it's helping us to get to the moon, you know?
We will make our way through it. So look, just to rephrase, banking, telcos, you've got huge experience. What would you say is the most striking differences between these two industries for digital transformation?
Well, I joined telco at the end of the 90s. I think in 1998 when Google was launched, but before Facebook and so on. So, but definitely, telco is a technology-based business. I mean, it doesn't matter when you're in your moment in time joining, you feel that because they have technology in their industry DNA. So it's, and also in the last 20, 25 years, they've been in the front and in the center of the actual industrial revolution, which is based on internet connectivity and mobility. For banking, instead, the change is different because it's more difficult and deeper when we are talking about digital transformation. It's a highly regulated business. Practically, the banking business is based on risk management. That's all about in this business and related to their resilience. Definitely, it's not so dynamic and innovative. I believe that the last big mass innovation moment was 50 years ago when ATM. The first ATM was launched in London by Barclays, I believe.
Barclays.
That's half a century ago. And technology and IT were seen as a support function somewhere hidden in the core of the bank, in the middle and so on, while the physical branches have supported the business and still are right now. So, yeah, this is the striking the difference, at least for me, the way you see technology in both industries. But I would say that right now the field is level for both of them because the both industries face similar questions. How do you stay relevant in this kind of world, or what kind of role are you going to play?
Now, very interesting. And yeah, it's interesting how to utilize technology as life goes on. What would you say, Florin, the key components are to a successful digital transformation for FS, like the key components?
Well, you should define your vision. I think this is something which the business should have in mind. Doesn't matter the process. What's your North Star? What's your level of ambition? What do you want to achieve and how far? And it's, for digital transformation, is even more important.